I want to have some fun. I don't get to have much fun anymore. I went to the optometrist the other day to get my prescription goggles worked on, and while I was in the waiting room, there were copies of Rolling Stone, and I haven't read Rolling Stone for like 30 years. I had not seen a Rolling Stone in 30 years. My God, that magazine sucks ass. I mean, and I'm not just because I write, full disclosure, I write for a magazine called Cowbell. Pretty decent magazine, it's not bad at all. But Rolling Stone is just this huge pile of shit. I opened it up, it was like these top 10 lists, and there were no new records. There was like nothing from like before like 1986. And I'm just looking through it like, who the fuck is this magazine for? When I was a kid, Rolling Stone meant something, okay? It did mean a whole hell of a lot, but it was like one of the few rock and roll bags you get. The first fake ID I ever got, bought out of the back of Rolling Stone. I also bought one of those gross psychedelic mushroom kits. I could never get it to work. It was kind of sad. You had to sterilize it, you know? Yeah. So I decided that what we would do is we would fix Rolling Stone magazine. All right, this is what you do. There are two ways you can do this. First of all, bookstores are always on the lookout for people taking stuff out, right? But they're never on the lookout for people putting stuff in. So this is what you do. I have a neat little article about the band Combi Christ, who are one of my favorite bands. But what you do, go and print out like 5 or 6 articles about Combi Christ. You can go to the Combi Christ website, they have some press there. Then sneak them into the bookstore and put them in Rolling Stone, right? Or just write anything, little poems, whatever you want. And I just want to say, maybe I was a little harsh on this magazine. There may be some redeeming qualities to it. But do that. It's absolutely freaking horrible. It's like Allman Brothers, Return to the Fillmore East in New York. I don't give a fuck. Alright? If it ain't Angel Spit or VNV Nation or somebody fucking new, somebody doing something different, none of those fucking bands are in here. So I suggest you do that. Okay, that's one idea you can do. The other idea is go and buy a copy of Rolling Stone, because now you got some time, and begin to fix it. Begin to put stuff in there, white out the names of bands you don't like, write in the names of bands you do like, and start leaving them place. And then people will start getting excited about reading Rolling Stone. They'll be like, oh my God, Angels on Acid? I never heard of this band, Angels on Acid. They're really good. Now, instead of shit like Justin Bieber and stuff like that that they cover in here. The other idea I had was make a mix CD, alright, and just tape it inside Rolling Stone. Alright, put a bunch of new bands on there. And just do it. I mean, these things are like, you can get like 50 of these for like $5 or so. They're really cheap now. Do that. Burn them up. Here's a free mix CD. Do that, alright? And my God, look at that. I'm sorry, I keep getting easily distracted by this area here. You know how they used to say that the Great Wall of China was the only man-made thing you could see from space? I think there may be something else visible. Can't believe they make Viagra when that ass is out there. But I digress. So really, let's all work together. We can do this. It's my new project. It's the Fix Rolling Stone project.
Okay.
Remember when Rolling Stone used to be the Cadillac? The Cadillac of rock and
roll. Cadillac. And then there's also a magazine called Spin. I don't know if that's real.
It's not the Cadillac anymore.
No, it's not.
You know what it's more like? It's like the Bitchin' Camaro. Bitchin' Camaro! Bitchin' Camaro!